This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
You can conquer castles. You can conquer castles.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by the Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England's Washington birthday sales event is here. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Brianna from Taunton.
Hello.
Good morning, Brianna. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm not going to lie. I was feeling a little bit yesterday. I went 3-for-3 with Can't Conquer Carson.
Which is a rarity.
Yeah, so it's probably going to go 0-for-3 today. That's what I'm feeling.
Brianna, could you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Brianna.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. That's no confidence. Yes, you are. He's not Kennedy. You're going to be fine. Question number one.
Please.
The main Friends cast chose not to participate in Peacock's new documentary about Matthew Perry. Who was Chandler's roommate on Friends?
Joey.
Luther by Kendrick Lamar is the number one song in the country this week. The singer who appeared at the halftime show with him is also on the song Luther. What is her name?
What is her name?
That's the question.
I don't know. I'm just going to take a guess. Was it SZA?
Question three. Actor Sean Astin turns 54 today. He played the brave Samwise Gamgee in which movie trilogy?
Oh. Can you repeat the question?
Sean Astin played Samwise Gamgee in which movie trilogy?
West Side Story?
I love that trilogy. Question
number four. I don't know.
I hear it's a lot harder once you're on the radio. Question number four.
I know.
Wicked stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will perform at the Oscars. Who played the Wizard of Oz in the new Wicked movie?
I don't know. These are really hard.
And question number five. Lady Gaga says there will be a sequel to her song in Video Telephone, but she doesn't know when, and she doesn't know if the featured artist will return for the sequel. Who featured on Telephone with Lady Gaga?
Telephone. I gotta sing it in my head. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I apologize. Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! One day we'll get him
terrible.
A drop of his own. You did okay. You're so hard on yourself. We've seen much worse.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Yeah, we might see much worse right now. You
look dead in my eyes. We've seen worse, right, Carson?
Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Brianna from Taunton is being a little hard on herself.
Taunton.
She got 2 out of 5.
All right, nice work.
You ready?
Yes.
The main Friends cast chose not to participate in Peacock's new documentary about Matthew Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Chandler's roommate on Friends?
Joey.
1-1. Luther by Kendrick Lamar is the number one song in the country this week.
Mm.
The singer who appeared at the halftime show with him is also on the song Luther with him. What is her name?
SZA.
2-2.
I'm not a huge fan of that song, but I get why it's popular.
He has four of the top five songs in the country right now. Hating Drake has been a boon for his commercial success.
You know what's really fun, Dan, is download the edited version and listen to that album, because that's what I listen to.
Oh, yeah, you're just getting a lot of...
just a lot of instrumentals.
2-2, question number three. Actor Sean Astin turns 54 years old today. He played the brave Samwise Gamgee in which movie trilogy?
Samwise was Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is correct, not West Side Story.
West Side Story.
Yes, he was a Jed. And question number four. Wicked stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will perform at the Oscars. Who played the Wizard of Oz in the new Wicked movie?
Oh, Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, there's nothing he can't do.
That's true. He was actually good in that role.
I was amazed that he sang a song, but...
Yeah, that was not good. But he did it.
He's fantastic.
When we watched it, I was like, oh, he sings.
4-2, going into question five. Lady Gaga says there will be a sequel to her song and video Telephone, but she doesn't know when, and she doesn't know if the featured artist will return.
Okay.
Who featured on Telephone with Lady Gaga?
That would be the reigning country music queen, Beyoncé.
Can't stop, won't stop. That's five right.
Wow.
5-2. Congratulations, Carson.
Thank you.
You're a genius coming off of vacation.
I don't know what is going on right now. I did get like 8 hours of sleep last night, though, so that was kind of nice.
Brent, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do appreciate you calling in and playing with us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yeah. I'm Brianna from Taunton, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson.
Finally, the best two voices on the show get to shine.
I know. She's always stealing our glory, Dan, that woman.
Kempe Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson,
yes.
Say what's up to Will from Hull.
What's up, Will?
Hey, good morning.
How are things down in Hull today?
Things are good. Driving to work right now. Hoping to win some money.
Does it make you feel good every day when you're driving to work and you just... You look out and see the water. That just does something to me. It's good for my soul.
It's a good place to live.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, I got distracted by the beach for a minute.
Will, can you please get Carson out of the studio before he reminisces more?
Carson. Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Will.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We are going to give you $100. Are you ready, Will?
Let's do it.
After getting famous for Twilight, Robert Pattinson says it's weird to have a fan base that's now dominated by men because he's Batman. Which city does Batman protect?
Gotham City.
I'm Batman. Question number two. Donnie Wahlberg will return as his Blue Bloods character for a spin-off series called Boston Blue. It'll premiere sometime during the 2025-2026 season on CBS. Who is Donnie Wahlberg married to?
Jenny McCarthy.
The Backstreet Boys added three more dates to their Las Vegas Sphere residency. Which Backstreet Boys song is this one? Take a listen. Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one? Yeah. Am I sexual? Yeah. Name that song.
I think it's called Everybody. Yeah, Everybody, Rock Your Body. I'm going to go with Everybody.
All right, question number four. Rashida Jones turns 49 today. She's been on shows like Parks and Rec, The Office, and Angie Tribeca. But most notably, she's the daughter of who?
Quincy Jones.
And question number five. Lizzo posted a teaser for her new single, Love in Real Life. It drops on Friday. Lizzo has had two different songs reach number one in the country. Can you name them both?
No, I can't.
All right. Thank you for not wasting my time.
All right.
Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! He's got long legs, so he gets in here real quick.
Yeah, but I'm a little hobbly this morning from basketball.
You take longer strides than Kennedy. You're in here like a flash.
Yeah, it's hobbly. Hobbly.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Will from Hull.
Got 5 out of 5.
You're close. You got 4 out of 5.
I knew it. I could tell in his voice.
Coming right for your night.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell. Nice job, Will.
Hey, thanks.
Are you ready?
Yes.
No pressure, but you need to get at least 4 of these right. If the math is mathin'.
Woosta.
After getting famous for Twilight, Robert Pattinson says it's really strange to have a fan base that's now dominated by men because he's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Which city does Batman protect?
Gotham.
That is correct, 1-1. Donnie Wahlberg will return as his Blue Bloods character for a spin-off series called Boston Blue. It'll premiere sometime next year on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Donnie married to?
He is married to... Oh, my God. I'm just drawing a blank right now. Hang on, give me a second. I had her poster up on my wall, I think, at one point in my life.
Well, then this should be easy.
I know. He was in studio, and he called her.
He FaceTimed her.
He FaceTimed her while we were sitting here. She's sitting sideline with him at the Celtics games all the time.
I need you to stop stalling.
Don't tell me how to live.
I'm going to need you to stop stalling.
Can I get a hint?
Nope. Yeah, she's married to Donnie Wahlberg. That's the hint.
Beautiful. Smart.
Answer.
Funny. Just
answer.
Everything to love in a human being. And her name is... Oh, I was about to get it.
2-1 going to question 3.
Wait, I didn't get the answer. What was it?
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy! Ah!
Question 3. The Backstreet Boys added 3 more dates to their Las Vegas Sphere residency.
Yeah.
Which Backstreet Boys song is this one? Am I
Backstreet's everybody, everybody's back. Backstreet's back. All right, everybody, Backstreet's back.
Yes, everybody is the answer, but Backstreet back is in
parentheses. Yeah, in parentheses. Yep.
3-2. Question 4. Rashida Jones turns 49 today. She's been on shows like Park and Rec, The Office, and Angie Tribeca. But most notably, she's the daughter of whom?
Quincy Jones.
That is correct. 4-3.
Oof.
You're still in it.
Oof. I'm sweating.
Lizzo posted a teaser for her new single, Love in Real Life. It's going to drop on Friday.
Okay.
Lizzo has had 2 songs reach 1 in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name them both?
Okay. I'm going to say Truth Hurts is one of them.
You're halfway there, as Bon Jovi once said.
Truth Hurts and, it's not. No, it's not Juice. It's not Juice. Juice.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You want to lock it in?
Yeah.
You want to phone a friend, maybe Kennedy? She probably knows.
Just hit the buzzer.
About damn time.
Oh, about damn time. I couldn't remember it. About damn time.
Which means, Will.
Nice.
You're $100 richer.
Hey, nice job.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, guys.
So now, Carson.
Yes.
Is there anything you would like to say to the new mayor of Hull, Will?
I just got a text from Sal 2 seconds in. He's like, quit losing my money. I'm not going to look at my phone again. That man. All right. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown. And I can't conquer Will.
Not even a little bit.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson.
Electric guitar solo now.
No.
It was nice of them to all come back from the grave to make that intro for us.
Just for you.
Just for us, Dan.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. The Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event is here. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. And Carson, say hello to Brittany from Norwell.
Norwell. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
What's going on in Norwell today?
Not too much. I'm actually on my way out of Norwell. I'm off to work.
I feel like Norwell is one of those places you never leave. Like, once you're there, you're like, I'm stuck. There's like a magnet in Norwell.
So it's the Hotel California in
like
Norwell?
Yeah, you leave at some point in your life, and then next thing you know, you're back living there, and you have three kids, and you don't know what happened.
Have you lived in Norwell your whole life?
No, I'm actually from Milton, but I do have three kids, and I am now stuck in Norwell.
Well, I feel that.
Brittany, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Yes. Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Brittany.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We are going to give you $100, which is always nice. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? You're going to know so.
Okay, I know so.
All right, now we can start. That's better. 93-year-old William Shatner says he's in talks to return to the Star Trek universe. He will reprise his role as which iconic character?
Oh, yikes. I have no idea about Star Trek.
Can you name a single?
The next one.
All right, we'll skip it. Harrison Ford says horseback riding on the Yellowstone spinoff 1923 isn't as difficult as you think, but Helen Mirren says that's just because he's great at it. Who created Yellowstone in all of its spinoff series?
Oh, this is tough. Yellowstone. I think I was just watching Landman, and I think it's the same creator.
You got a name?
No, it's not coming to me.
Okay, question number three. Usain Bolt says he ate about 100 McDonald's chicken nuggets each day at the 2008 Beijing Olympics because they were a familiar food he knew his stomach could handle. He won 3 gold medals at that Olympics, by the way. Which country did Usain Bolt compete for?
The U.S.
Question number four. This one-hit wonder who sings the song turns 54 today. Take a listen to the song and then name the singer. Take a listen.
'Cause you had a bad day, you take it one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie, you were gonna smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day.
Who sings that song?
Oh my gosh, it's so much harder when you're playing.
You know, George. Brittany, we get that from time to time.
I'm so embarrassed. George Gray?
And question number five, Creed and Nickelback will co-headline the Summer of 99 and Beyond Festival in Wisconsin this year. The lineup also includes Daughtry and Three Doors Down. Can you name Three Doors Down biggest hit?
Oh my gosh. Three Doors Down. Three Doors Down.
We need
an
answer, Brittany.
I have a scooch. No.
All right. Let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! Here he is. He's quick. He's like the Flash coming out of the studio.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Brittany from Norwell believes that she got a sooch, but she's incorrect because she got a Mac.
She got a Mac? 0 for 5?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mac.
Oh, no.
Yep. Well, we used to call it a Mel.
Yes.
And then we had an intern who talked mad junk about everybody.
Yeah, he was going a little crazy.
And then he made the questions really hard. And then we made him play on his last day of his internship, and he got 0 out of 5. So now a Mel is a Mac.
Yep.
That's all right. I bet they were hard. Let's do this, Dan.
She said they were hard. She also gave the astute observation, it's a lot harder when you're on the radio, which we've heard from time to time. Question number one. 93-year-old William Shatner says he's in talks to return to the Star Trek universe.
Oh.
He will reprise his role as which iconic character?
Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Captain Kirk would have been fine, but you can flex a little bit. 1-0. Harrison Ford says horseback riding on the Yellowstone spinoff 1923 isn't as difficult as you think, but Helen Mirren says that's just because he's really good at it.
Okay.
Who created Yellowstone in all of its spinoff series?
Taylor Sheridan.
Taylor Sheridan is correct. And yes, Brittany, he is the same guy who does Landman. You're right.
Yes, it's such a good show.
Landman is a good show.
2-0. Usain Bolt says he ate about 100 McDonald's chicken nuggets each day at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. because they were a familiar food he knew his stomach could handle.
That's, well, listen, that's actually pretty interesting.
He won 3 gold medals at that Olympics, by the way, yeah. Eating 100 chicken nuggets a day.
Sure.
Which country did he compete for?
Jamaica.
Yes.
What do you think? He's doing, so I'm a sweet and sour guy, but I feel like being from Jamaica, maybe he wants something a little spicier. You think he's doing like the barbecue or honey mustard?
They might have different sauces in Jamaica. We don't know.
Well, but where did the Olympics happen? Is
in Beijing. So
yeah, so, yeah, what do you think they had in...
I'm also a sweet and sour guy.
Yeah, okay.
Question number 4. The one-hit wonder who sings this song turns 54 today.
Oh.
Take a listen to the song and then name the singer, por favor.
Okay.
Because you had a bad day, you take it one down.
How we did.
You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had...
Did I pull a Kennedy there?
What was it?
Howie Day? Hold on.
So that, quick and so wrong.
Howie Carr. No.
Daniel Powder.
Oh, Daniel Powder. What did Howie Day say?
Does he do Collide?
Collide, maybe.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Daniel Powder?
Yeah, Daniel Powder.
You know what I remember that song from?
What?
American Idol. That was the one where if you didn't get the golden ticket or whatever, they would play that in like the first couple of seasons, I feel like.
Yeah, Howie Day does Collide, just for the record.
Oh, thank you.
Question 5. Creed and Nickelback will co-headline Summer in 99 and Beyond Festival in Wisconsin this summer.
Look at this photograph! Oh, this is going to be a good show, Dan.
I would go see Creed and Nickelback.
Heck yeah.
The lineup also includes Daughtry and Three Doors Down. Can you name Three Doors Down, biggest hit?
Three Doors Down... I can hear it in my head. I know Without You was a big one, but that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Three Doors Down's biggest hit was Here Without You. I'm going to go Here Without You.
Will you still call me Superman? Kryptonite.
Oh Kryptonite. That's right. Yeah, Kryptonite.
3-0. Carson gets the win.
Those were really tough, Brittany. Those were really tough.
Thanks, Carson. I do feel sad, but they were really tough.
Yeah, I just wanted to watch the world burn this hour.
You know, Brittany didn't deserve this morning. She's already stuck in Norwell.
I was out of questions, so you just got the hard ones. Brittany, is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I'm Brittany from Norwell, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.